This morning I've got Jennifer Schlatter, Steve Suing, and Lori Stepanski with me. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
You're all here to talk to us about the Alaska Travel Industry Association.
That's correct.
What is ATIA for the people that don't know, like me, really? I don't know.
ATIA is a nonprofit organization that represents the visitor industry in Alaska. ATIA is contracted by the state of Alaska to serve as its official tourism advocate.
Okay, that's what it says on the piece of paper, but really, what is it?
Basically, ATIA is people that are interested in the tourism industry in Alaska and looking to promote it within the state and obviously outside the state and worldwide.
So what does ATIA do? I know you kind of touched on that, but...
Well, on a state level, like I said, we promote the state as a destination for tourists, and that would be tourists within the state and also worldwide. And we do this through a number of venues, internet website. There's an Alaska Planner that comes out every year. Every ATIA member is featured in that and it can have an advertisement in that planner. And then on a local level, we're going to concentrate on a little bit more localized issues and take those issues to the state board or try to solve them on our own as a chapter.
You're just trying to get everybody to know, hey, it's tourism.
Yeah, it's more marketing side of it. We do fundraisers and give scholarships to local students and things like that.
So we're talking about the Skagway chapter of ATIA here. Is that what we're talking about?
Today we're talking about the Skagway chapter, but on a larger level, it's ATIA represents the state of Alaska.
Okay.
And as a chapter, we're doing things locally that benefit the community and also benefit the state at large. We're doing local events that benefit our local populace, but we're also benefiting the state of Alaska in turn by being spokespeople for the state.
This is a nonprofit organization then with a board of directors?
Correct.
Yeah. Are the board of directors from around the state? Are they all in Anchorage, say, or?
Yeah, they're from around the state, different companies that work in Alaska and have representatives that are part of the board.
Well, tourism is certainly a big deal in Alaska, as we all know. How did you guys get any time off to come over here?
I think Steve and I and Lori are very lucky that we have jobs that allow us to be able to focus on other aspects.
Absolutely. A lot of multitasking goes on around here. So you guys are both based in Skagway, the Skagway chapter of ATIA, and you're trying to get Haines and Whitehorse involved as well.
Correct. We are all close neighbors, Haines, Skagway, and Whitehorse, and we feel it's important for all of us to work together to promote tourism and help our communities see the benefits of that tourism.
And work together with that.
Correct.
Haines has ATIA members, but not a chapter. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's always been a chapter in Skagway solely. So I think this is an outstanding idea to involve the Golden Circle group.
Exactly. I was going to mention here that not only is ATIA bifjordal, but it's also golden encircling.
Oh, no.
Who should join ATIA? I know that sounds like a stupid question, but there might be people out there going, I run a business. Do tourism dollars come into my business?
Yes.
Would that be a reason? Yeah, the answer.
If you're up here and you have any kind of business, your tourism dollars are affecting your business, whether you're directly related or indirectly mm-hmm. related.
So anybody running a business should, you know, consider being a member of this.
I don't see any reason why not.
Lori, are you a member of ATIA or just representing Haines from the...
The Haines CVB is a member of ATIA.
The CVB is the Visitors Bureau?
Yes.
Okay. And you're a member? Okay.
Yes.
So all three of you do indeed work in the tourism industry, obviously. You work at the CVB.
I better be.
And you guys work in the tourism industry as well, Jennifer and Steve?
Yes, that's correct. We both work in tourism in Skagway.
Okay.
Yeah,
so who else is involved with ATIA locally? You have other officers? You're the president, Jennifer, and Steve, you're the vice president?
Yep, that's correct. Jennifer is the president. I'm the vice president. Of course, we're talking about the local chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a treasurer and a secretary, and they both work for companies in Skagway.
Who are those people?
Those people would be Emily Rosher and Ann Hutchinson.
And does ATIA statewide have employees, or are they all volunteers?
The majority are volunteers. However, there are a few employees.
They actually have staff at their main offices in Anchorage.
So, well, let's talk about some of the upcoming events. This Monday, May 19th, you've been telling me about Be a Tourist for a Day. What's this all about?
This is the opportunity for local people that don't have a lot of time in the summer to take a couple moments, a couple hours of their day, and actually get to see what the tourists see. So there's a number of options in Skagway and Haines, either whether it's riding the boat over to Skagway or riding the boat to Haines and just seeing that portion of the tourism experience, to some other tour operations that have donated their time for people to get out and see what the tourists see.
So what kind of activities will be available? I mean, everything from helicopter rides, float trips.
It ranges from train rides to trail camp experiences, to bike trips, to free bike rentals, to rafting trips, and glacier flights.
Wow. So what do you do to get in on one of these activities?
There will be a mailer in everybody's post office box that explain all of the events. And some of them you will need to call the business to make arrangements, and others you can just show up to that.
So you location. Should have, the listeners should have received this mailer by now.
Correct.
Be a tourist for a day. And we're all tourists, really, aren't we? At least at first. June 7th, I know this isn't one of your deals, but just kind of an example of some of the stuff you get involved in is the Cancer Awareness Walk, which they're having on the Klukwan to Chilkat River Walk is happening right now. And then in Skagway, there's one coming up on the 7th.
Yeah, that's correct. This is one of the examples of ATIA and how they benefit the community at large. The members have volunteered to host the aid stations for the cancer walk that happens from Dyea to Skagway. And this happens every year. It's just kind of a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness. And there are aid stations on the walk, and ATIA membership are providing their staff to be volunteers at those aid stations.
So what's the difference between being a member of ATIA and being a member of, say, the Chamber of Commerce? Let's say you're already a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Why would you want to join ATIA on top of that?
Well, we work very closely with the Chamber of Commerce and hopefully soon both communities. But we do some other events that the Chamber doesn't do, like the Cancer Awareness Walk and other fundraising, other scholarships that we give to the community, such as the Skagway DDF team. We just donated some money to their trip to Nationals in Las Vegas. So we do some other things that the Chamber doesn't.
And I would say that ATIA, you know, being a member of ATIA would broaden your marketing of your business, because it puts it on a statewide level as well as national and international.
Right, right. Okay. Well, especially if you involve Whitehorse, that's international, isn't it? Sometimes we forget.
But ATIA does work, you know, with sending, they have programs where they do trade shows in China. I think they're doing Korea this year, and Japan and Germany. So they do have outreaching programs.
More contacts, more networking, more people that know about you, the more likely you are to have them walk through your door. Spend
exactly.
some money.
Exactly.
Lay down some euros.
You better believe it.
Or whatever. And then on July 31st, and this is looking on the horizon quite a ways here, but what's the At Your Services auction?
Local businesses donate tours and goods to this auction. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And this is kind of our mainstay of how the chapter stays in business, and how we keep the coffers full to be able to donate to scholarships and other community events. So what happens is tourism companies donate, like I said, other companies donate goods and other services, and these get auctioned off to the highest bidder, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that's how that works.
Yeah. Skagway auctions are just like any other auction, Steve.
Okay.
This is basically what we do to keep us going. And it also gives exposure to those companies as well with the community at large. So just not ATIA membership. Anyone's welcome to come to this auction and purchase these goods and services. And in turn, it also educates them a little bit about what ATIA is about and what it does for the community.
So last Monday, you had a meeting in Haines. And how did that go?
We discussed expanding our chapter to include Haines members. We also came up with some Haines options for Be a Tourist for a Day, and discussed some other opportunities to expand ATIA involvement in Haines.
So a lot of good interest then?
Yeah, very good interest. Lots of Haines members are very excited to be involved with a chapter.
And this is something that's been ongoing for quite a while. After the ATIA meeting that happened in October, The Skagway membership started talking to the Haines membership about becoming a larger chapter and including Haines. So this is something that's been in the works over the course of the winter.
I think it'd be good to note that the ATIA annual convention is going to be in Whitehorse 2010. And so this is kind of a nice lead-in to really getting all the communities together and expanding this chapter into a Golden Circle chapter. And I think it'll be really highlighted when that convention does take place, and it'll come a lot quicker than we think.
I think I'd like to encourage everyone to get out for Be a Tourist for the day. This is a good opportunity to treat yourself to your own backyard that many people don't take advantage of. And a lot of companies have been very generous in their donations of services. So definitely get out there if it's just a ride over to Skagway and back or just a river trip. Definitely take advantage of this opportunity to kind of stretch your legs a little bit and get a chance to see what the tourists see.
Because you're going to be too busy for the rest of the summer to do any of this, if you're lucky. It's how we do it. We make all our money in 3 to 5 months. Everybody pretty much does, even the radio station. So ATIA is still working during the winter, though, even though the cruise ships aren't coming, the independent travelers aren't coming. You guys are still working on this stuff around the clock.
I wouldn't say around the clock, Steve. But as everyone knows in the tourism industry, all the marketing, or most of the marketing for tours and for the state of Alaska happens in the wintertime. That's when people are sitting and wherever they're sitting, making plans for their summer vacation. So a lot of the marketing, which we concentrate with ATIA, happens in the wintertime. So during the winter, we are definitely sitting in Skagway brainstorming new opportunities, like expanding our chapter and new community events that we can be involved with to create a little bit more exposure for ATIA.
Well, sounds great. I'm certainly certainly encouraged to hear all the different communities trying to get together on something, and only good can come of that.
I agree.
And more dollars. So if you like dollar bills in your pocket or larger denominations, ATIA is all about you. Now, if people want to join ATIA or if they have questions about it, again, the Alaska Travel Industry Association, can they contact any of you?
You could contact me, or you could go to the ATIA website, which is alaskatia.org, and they have information about how to join. I think it's a specific tab selection that says become a member or join ATIA, and there's information there. I could assist with somebody directing them to who they need to speak to. They can contact me at the visitor center. That's 766-2234, or they can email me at hcvb@haines.ak.us.
Yeah, they can contact me in Skagway at 983-2423. Yes, or they can go to alaskatia.org.
Steve, can they call you at 3 in the morning?
Yes, I'm definitely up.
You'll be up changing a diaper, won't you? Jennifer, Steve, Lori, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Steve.
Great.
Thank you,
Steve. Have a good weekend.